Kneel down and pray and we ask God to guide our Sabbath morning service. Let's all kneel down and pray.
And
we thank God for giving us such a beautiful praises.
我们更感谢主耶稣, 让我们 宗教教育的, 新, 的老师的一个训练, 在我们这边起开。
And we further give thanks to God that we may have the new teachers training, the RETS, to be held here in the Irvine Church.
也感谢主耶稣的带领, 谢谢弟兄姐妹的带导, 已经进行将近尾声。
And also give thanks to God, and also thanks to the intercession of the brothers and sisters, we're about to draw to a conclusion.
今天我们 来谈一谈信仰生活化。
And today I'd like to discuss this topic, that is, that others see Jesus in you.
我们做基督徒有时候会觉得, 来到教会是个基督徒, 可是回家好像不是很像。
Sometimes when you feel as Christians, when you come to the church, we are a Christian, but as we return home, it seems that we're not like a Christian.
我们在人的面前是基督徒, 好像在人的后面不太像。
That before people's eyes, we are Christians, and yet after behind people's eyes, we're not.
在白天我们看起来像基督徒, 晚上又不太像。
In the daytime, we look like a Christian, but night, we're not.
以色列百姓在行旷野40年。
The Israelites, they journey in the wilderness for 40 years.
那这40年当中, 神给他们一个评论。
And within these 40 years, God gave them this judgment, comment.
我们来看阿摩斯书第5章25节。
Amos, turn to the book of Amos, chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第5章25节。
Amos, chapter 5, verse 25.
5章25节, 请你念。
Amos, chapter 5, verse
25节26节。
25 and 26. Did you offer me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? Verse 26. You also carry Silketh, your king, and Chem, your idols, the stars of your gods, which you made for yourselves.
那神问以色列人说, 你们40年当中所抬的真的是我的帐幕吗?
And so God asked them that the tabernacle you have been carried, are they truly mine?
表面上你们抬着是我的帐幕。
Superficially, it seems that you are carrying my tabernacle.
但是内心里面事实上你们抬的是摩洛的一个帐幕。
However, in your heart, you're carrying this Sacketh, the idol of the idol.
你们真的是在献祭给我吗?
Are you truly offering sacrifices to me?
其实你们的心常常是远离我的。
And in fact, your heart is often apart from me.
换句话说, 他们信仰有两个层面, 没有生活化。
And that is to say that in their life of faith, there are two aspects. They did not fully live out Christ in their life.
表面是一个样子, 内心是一个样子。
In the surface, it is one kind, and but in the heart, it is another.
所以今天我们要让别人在我们生活当中看到主。
Therefore, today, we need to let others see Lord Jesus Christ in us.
我们要把我们的信仰带进我们的生活当中。
We need to bring our faith into our daily lives.
那我们要怎么做呢?
So how can we do this?
我们从圣经来谈三点。
I'd like to turn to 3 points from the Bible.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
5章16节,
chapter 5, verse 16. Verse 16, rejoice always.
这边圣经提醒我们在生活当中, 我们要拥有一颗喜乐的心。
Here the Bible teaches us that in our lives we need to have this joyful heart.
没有错,我们生命当中常常充满了很多困难。
It's true that in our lives it is full of difficulties.
耶伯说,人为妇女所生,日子短少。
And Job said that we are born of women and our life is short and is full of sorrow.
又说人生在世, 必遇苦难。
And that as a man's life, as he lives, he will face tribulations.
因为大家的压力很大, 所以现在根据统计啊, 全美国大概有1700万人有这种忧郁症。
And since there's so much stress, there's over 17 million people in the United States that has depression.
那这样的病比患癌症的、患心脏病的人更多。
This kind of illness or disease is in a lot more in numbers than the heart attacks or cancer.
这些人常常晚上睡不着觉。
These people, they cannot sleep at night.
那15%这个 chronic 的 depressed 就是常常忧郁的人呢。 这个人当中有 15%的人有自杀的倾向。
And within the chronic depression, those people who have chronic depression, about 15% of them has a tendency to commit suicide.
那我们基督徒活在这个世界也是会遇到苦难。
As Christians, we live in this world and we will encounter trouble.
但是圣经上提醒我们要靠主耶稣常常有一颗喜乐的心。
But the Bible tells us that we need to rely on the Lord and rejoice always.
所以有的弟兄姐妹把他们的孩子取名叫做喜乐。
And so some people name their children Joy.
为什么他们要这样做呢?
And why do they do that?
就是对他们生命的一种提醒。
It is a reminder to their own lives.
虽然很辛苦,
even though it is quite troublesome,
还是要靠主常常喜乐。
But they had to want to rely on the Lord and be rejoiced.
为什么要这样子呢?
Why do they need to do this?
我们看箴言的15章13节。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13.
箴言15章13节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 13.
15章13节.
Chapter 15 verse 13. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken.
忧伤的灵啊，骨头是会枯干掉的。
Sorrowful heart.
灵是会被损伤的。
Sorrowful heart, the spirit is broken.
那心中喜乐，你就会常常面带笑容。
A merry heart brings a cheerful face.
我们来读15节，15章15节。
15 verse 15. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is merry heart, who is of a merry heart, has a continual feast.
那个中文讲困苦的人的日子都是愁苦的，就是说，如果虽然你住大房子、有大车子，但是你常常有困苦的心，你的日子。 不管你拥有多少，还是愁苦的。So
even though we may be living in a great mansion, but if we have an afflicted heart, all of the days of our lives would be evil.
那下面几句话说，心中欢畅的常享丰盈，这不太一样哦，不是你因为吃好吃的才心中欢畅哦，是你心中欢畅，好事情就会跟着来啊。
And here tells us, it's not that we have feast, that we are merry, it is that when we have a merry heart, then we will enjoy the good things.
所以当我们喜乐起来的时候呢，很多事情就会变得更顺畅，即使没有顺畅，因着我们喜乐的心呢，事情就更开阔了。
And so if we have a merry heart, even though our circumstances are not very, very good, we will have a very happy and smooth smooth feeling.
我们看是7章的22节。
17 verse 22.
箴言17章22节。
Chapter 17 verse 22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
这句话非常宝贵。
This is a very precious verse.
喜乐的心是一种良药啊。
Merry heart is like a medicine.
最近如果你到 Google 上面去查喜乐哦，你会觉得很多这种医学医生写了很多文章。
We went on to Google and searched for happiness. We probably find many articles about it.
那有个医生在谈到微笑、喜乐所带来的好处。
And so a doctor is talking about the benefit of a smile.
他说这个微笑不只是让你看起来更迷人，它还有带有一种亲和力跟影响力。
And so not only smile will make you more attractive, it is also more influential and also what draws people to you.
它会改变，你一微笑起来呢，你的心境会改变，然后会让你的身体从困难当中能够有点转换。And
if you smile, there will be some changes physically, and also there will be a change emotionally from if you're in pain, you'll feel better.
他说微笑好像太阳，可以让你的压力减低。
And to smile, it is like the sun. You will lessen the stress in your body.
他说微笑，它可以增进你的免疫系统。
And to smile will also cause your immune system to improve.
他说当你微笑起来的时候，你会比较轻松。 听他的文章好像你也不一定要去打这个 flu 的那个效，你微笑大概就同样有效了。
And so after I read the article, I thought that you probably don't need to get flu shot. If you just keep smiling, then it will be very effective.
微笑啊，因为你心情一轻松，你的高血压就会降下来。
And if you were to smile a lot, your body would be relaxed and your high blood pressure would drop.
他说微笑跟运动一样，会产生一种安多芬哈。它是一个很自然的 painkiller 啊，就是如果你痛的时候呢，你多微笑啊，就不一定要吃 Tylenol 了。
And so, to smile also what produces endorphin within every one of us. It is like a painkiller. So if we are in pain, we just smile, then we'll feel no pain.
不晓得我们在座的医生同不同意他的 research 了哈。
I don't know those of us who are physicians if we agree with that research.
啊，但是实际上是跟我们讲，它本身喜乐的心就是一种良药。
But the Bible tells us that a merry heart does good.
我们说健全的身体来自于健全的心灵。
And so we say a healthy physique comes from a healthy emotion.
啊，所以我们来到神面前呢，我们心静下来，对事情看得开啊，的确对我们生命有帮助。
So we come to worship God. We have a peaceful and calm heart. It will help our lives.
啊，有一次我记得在一次的这个圣工人员讲习会啊，有一个92岁的长老参加。
I recall there in during a holy worker seminar, there is a attendee of 92 years old.
啊，他说他跟我们报告，他读了一篇剪下一篇文章啊。
And he reported to us that he has this clipless article.
啊，他说每个礼拜常常聚会的人呢，他的平均寿命是比没有常常聚会的更增长的。
And he said that those who attend services every week, has a longer lifespan than those who does not.
我在想这个就是这句话哦，喜乐的心乃是良药。
And so I then recall this verse that a merry heart is like a medicine.
我觉得有一节很宝贵，我们看尼希米记八章第十节。
Turn to Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
尼希米记八章第十节。
Book of Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
尼希米记八章第十节。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send a portion to those whom nothing is prepared. For this is holy to our Lord. And do not sorrow, for joy of the Lord is your strength."
这么提到说，因靠主而得的喜乐是你们的力量哦。我们来到神面前，有时候我们会忧伤痛悔。
Sometimes we come before the Lord with a contrite and sorrowful heart.
因为我们觉得自己有罪。
Because we feel we are very sinful.
但是我们同时也有信心哦，神是慈爱的，只要罪不至死，他会洁净我们的罪。
But we also had to have confidence in God that if our sin is not unto death, He will cleanse our sins.
尤其在安息日啊，他们这边说你去吃回美的，喝甘甜的。
Especially on the Sabbath, here says that you need to drink the sweet, and eat the fat.
啊，在今天快乐的日子，不要忧伤了。
And do not be sorrowful in this very happy day.
因为神赐给我们的喜乐是我们心中的力量。
For joy of the Lord is your strength.
所以很多人带着忧伤的心情来到教会。
Many people bring a sorrowful heart to the church.
但是因着道理，因着圣灵，他们把他们的重担交出去了。
But because of the truth, because of the Holy Spirit, they have given up their burdens.
他们的心就亮丽起来，就可以微笑起来了。
Then their heart will be open, and they will be able to smile.
哦，这样子啊，他的生命就带来了阳光。
Then their life will have rays of sun in their life.
所以传道书七章九节说，你要高高兴兴的去吃你的饭，快快乐乐的去喝你的东西，啊，喝你想喝的，因为神已经悦纳了你的作为了。
And so in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9 tells us that we need to be merry and drink what we want and do what we please, for the Lord has found us pleasing.
所以我们在生活当中要常常喜乐。
Therefore in our lives we have to rejoice always.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十七节。
Turn back to Thessalonians, verse Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17.
五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
怎么让别人在生活当中知道你是基督徒呢？
How do we allow others to know that we are Christians?
把信仰带到生活当中呢？
How do we let others see Christ in us?
十七节。
Verse 17, pray without ceasing.
也就是在生活当中，我们要常常能够祷告神。
This is to pray continuously to God.
什么叫常常祷告神呢？
What is called praying without ceasing?
我们看以弗所书六章十八节。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
不住的祷告就是一种随时多方的祷告，就是什么时候你都可以祷告，什么方式你都可以祷告。
This is to pray at all times and pray with all kinds of methods.
我们看圣经上很多人呢、啊，他们无时不无刻啊，他们找到机会啊，他们有需要，他们就跟神祷告。
We see in the Bible many characters, at many circumstances and every opportunity, if they need to, they will pray to God.
所以你在跟小朋友上课以前，你紧张，你心中可以默祷。
And so if we, before we go to the classes, to teach our students, if we are nervous, we can pray in our hearts.
就像尼希米他被问话的时候，他心中马上默祷。
Just like Nehemiah, when he was asked by the king, he prayed in his heart.
你被你老板臭骂一顿，心中很痛苦，你在心中也可以默祷。
And if we are scolded by our boss, and we feel very sorrowful at our heart, we can also pray in our heart.
就像约拿也可以在肚子，在一个鱼的肚子里面，在黑暗的空间里面，他也可以祷告。
And even Jonah, in the stomach of the fish, in this darkness, he can also pray.
我们开车快要出车祸了，我们可以喊哈利路亚。
And as we drive, something is about to happen, we can also cry out hallelujah.
所以我们随时随地都可以祷告。
So in all times and places, we can pray.
有一个传道，有一个执事娘，她跟我讲她怎么得圣灵的。
There is a wife of a deacon who told me how she received the Holy Spirit.
她说在教会都求不到圣灵。
And she said that she could not receive the Holy Spirit when she prayed in the church.
妈妈很严呐，睡觉时间到了又叫他们一定要去睡觉。
And the mother is quite strict. So when the time is about the time to go to bed, the mother will tell them to go to bed.
所以她只好躲在棉被里面呐，偷偷的祷告。
And so she would hid in her blanket and pray in secret.
他说小小声声的祷告。
And so she said that she prayed in a very small voice.
但是主耶稣这样也是给他得到圣灵啊。
And but Lord Jesus Christ allowed her to receive the Holy Spirit in this fashion.
所以我们任何地方都可以祷告。
So in any place, anywhere we can pray.
可以讲灵言，可以说悟性，很自由的。
And we can pray in the Spirit, and we can also pray in understanding.
什么叫做不住的祷告呢？
And so what is pray without ceasing?
除了随时多方，也教导我们要时刻交托。
And so not only in the different places, also in every moment we need to entrust to the Lord.
我们看腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 8.
腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 8.
四章六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
我们生活当中都有一点挂虑。
In our lives, we have some worries.
但是只要凡事借着祷告，就可以把挂虑交托给神。
But in everything through prayers, we can give this burden to God.
所以我们要随时交托，借着祈求感谢。把我们所要的告诉神。
So in every moment, through thanksgiving, we need to make our requests known to God.
所以在我们所行的事上，我们都要认定天上的神。
So in everything that we do, we need to acknowledge the God in heaven.
在我们生命当中，我们不要依靠自己的聪明。
And in our lives, in what we do, do not rely upon our own understanding.
我们就会发现到神一步一步会带领我们的路。
Because then we'll discover our God will lead us and guide us.
耶稣亚在他生命的晚期他做了一个很感人的演讲。
And Joshua, at the end of his life, he made this very touching speech.
他说你们到底要跟以色列百姓讲，你们要选择谁来做你们的神呢？
And he said to the Israelites that who do you want to be your king?
是大河那边的神呢？是我们这个天上的真神呢？
It is the God that is across the river or the God in heaven.
他说至于我跟我家我们一辈子都要服侍天上这位真神的。
He said that as far as my family and my household goes, we shall serve the God in heaven.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣也亲自体会到在一辈子当中神很多奇妙的带领。
Because Joshua experienced many miraculous guidance throughout his life.
他跟两个王在打仗。
He was fighting.
去打两个王的时候啊。
He was fighting with two kings.
他说神送防风啊，在他们面前为他们打仗。
He said that God sent the bees ahead of them to fight with them. Fight for them.
五个王在打仗的时候。
And when he was fighting with the five kings.
他求太阳、月亮不要动。
He prayed that the sun and the moon stand still.
结果真的地球就没有再自转了。
It's true that the earth stops spinning.
他就利用还有光的时候去杀敌人。
So while there's still sunlight, he went and destroyed the enemy.
圣经讲啊，那个即使那时候下冰雹，冰雹杀的敌人比他们用刀杀的还更多。
And it's recorded that at the time that the hail kill more enemies than the Israelites did.
那你读到那边，你会觉得很好玩呢、啊。
And so we read to that point, we think that it's very interesting.
他说奇怪了，这个天上下来的石头长眼睛啊，怎么只会打死敌人，不打死以色列人呢
？And he said, and we will feel that why is it so miraculous that the hail only strike the enemy but not the Israelites?
就是天上下来的石头打长眼睛呢，就是这样子。所以我们知道，神如果站在我们旁边哦，我们没有什么可以忧虑的。
So it's true that that happened that.Way. So if God stood on our side, there's nothing to worry.
我们凡事交托给神哦。
For we can give everything to God.
我们在座很多将要当老师的同龄。
Sitting among us, there are many of us who are about to join the religious education department.
我们知道这个人间呢，有一件让人最紧张的事情，就是这个 public speaking 哦。
And we know
public speech 就是在人面前演说啊。
There's one thing that will cause a great anxiety in humans, that is to have public speaking.
每个人都不例外啊。
This is true for everyone.
小弟也记得这件事情来讲是一个很大的重担。
And even for myself, I remember this is quite a great burden for me.
所以自从当传道之后，头发越来越白，就是这样子。
So this is why my hair grow whiter and whiter as I became a minister.
那我记得真的有一次那个梦啊非常的清楚。
And I recall this dream quite vividly one time.
有一段时间我每逢讲道就会胃痛。
And there's a period of time, every time I have to deliver a sermon, my stomach will hurt.
每次要讲道晚上两三点都睡不着觉。
Every time, if I have to deliver a sermon, I could not sleep, until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock at night.
后来我就做了一个梦。
And later on, I had this dream.
我梦到我要送那个米啊。送我们乡下人啊，那个米啊，稻子都是一包一包包起来的，就是要送去给客人啊。
And recall that I have to carry this bag of rice at that time, and before we carry the rice in a bag.
那米大概一包大概40-50磅重哦。
And it weighs about 40 or 50 pounds per bag.
那我在梦中看到自己就背着啊，很辛苦的啊，就在送米。
And so in my dream, I remember I was carrying this heavy bag, trying to deliver that bag of rice.
但是送到一半，发觉到哎，不晓得送到哪一家，忘记了地址了。
But the midway, I all of a sudden forgotten which house I should deliver this rice to.
所以汗一直流下来。
So I continue to sweat.
突然之间看到我爸爸骑来一台孔明车哦，从我旁边经过。脚踏车。
Okay.
乡下人说孔明车。
And so, and then all of a sudden, I saw my dad. He was riding a bicycle right next to me.
那以前的这种脚踏车后面都可以坐人的。
And before the bicycle, you can sit in the back and you're able to carry a person.
我爸说叫我跳上去。
And so my dad told me to hop on.
我说我不知道往哪里送呢。
And so I told him that I forgotten which house I need to deliver this to.
他说他知道了。
He told me he knows.
那我就从梦中醒过来了。
And then I woke up.
我就学到，其实我们的天父非常慈爱。
And so then we learn that our Heavenly Father is quite merciful.
也许你要讲课很紧张。
Perhaps when we want to talk to the students, we are very nervous.
但是我们可以把重担交给主耶稣。
But we can entrust this burden to our Lord Jesus Christ.
真的，如果没有不住的祷告哦，很多生活上的事情我们没有办法去应付。
And if we do not pray continuously, there are many things in life we cannot face.
我们知道我们征战的对象是仇敌魔鬼。
We know that the enemy we're fighting against is our enemy Satan.
他要随时要吞吃我们哦。
Every moment he is trying to find ways to devour us.
所以如果没有祷告，你会发觉到我们像一辆车子没有汽油了。
And so if we do not pray, we discover we're like a car without gas.
一个灯一盏灯没有亮光了。
And we're like a lamp without light.
一个人没有吃饭呢。
With a person without food.
你发觉到 你我们是软弱，没有办法继续往前行的。
We discover we are very weak and we cannot continue to go forward.
所以要不住的祷告。
Therefore, need to continue to pray.
上个月我在 Cerrito 教会听到一个美好的见证。
Last month in Cerrito's church, I heard this wonderful testimony.
一个青年呢、他在见证他来美国的一个过程啊。
There was a youth talking about the how he experienced when he came to the United States.
他说他能够到出国留学也是神的恩惠啦。
He mentioned that he was able to journey to a foreign land to study. It is by the grace of God.
以前不太会念书，都是念那个放牛班的，尤其英文更是不会啊。
And before he did not go to very good classes. He did not even speak English or know English.
他说他记得他上飞机飞来美国，他只记得两个英文单字，一个就是 water， 另外一个就是 orange juice 了。
And so he recalled that as he went on the plane, there's only two English words that he remembered, that is water and orange juice.
那个所以那个空中小姐无论讲他跟他讲什么，他就讲这两个单字而已啦。
So does that matter what the stewardess asked him? He would just answer water and orange juice.
那后来发现到空中小姐一直跟他摇头，后来才知道说，原来他是问他说要吃鸡还是要吃牛啊？还是讲 orange juice 啊
？And so. Later on, he discovered they were asking him whether you want the steak or chicken. So but then he only said water or orange juice.
他说读书的时候到一个很乡下读书啊。他说读书常常就被就是那个文科哦，常常就快要被当掉这样子了，常常被当掉了。
And so often, since he went to a very rural place to study, and so in terms of those literary classes, oftentimes he would not pass.
他常常要每天哦花很多时间求主耶稣帮助他。
And every day he would spend so much time asking the Lord to help him.
哎，感谢主也给他拿到一个硕士呢。
And but give thanks to God that he was able to get a master's degree.
哎，他很高兴，他去找个工作。
He was so happy and he found a job.
啊，心里就想说呢，啊，如果看工作帮他拿 H1 哦，或是我让他能够拿到绿卡，或是将来薪水哦。他就很高兴了。
And so he thought that if he can get H1 visa or obtain some kind of permanent residency through his work, he'll be so happy.
可是那个老板好像都没有动静这样子。
But however, his boss has no reaction.
他说每天都跑去教会，一天祷告。我看他是很会祷告的一个青年哦。
And so every day he would go to the church to pray, and I really can see that he is a youth that really prays.
求主耶稣开路，不是加薪就是让他留下来这样子了哦。
And so asking the Lord to help him that whether or not to give him residency or to give him a raise.
结果有一天终于这个人事处的把他叫进去面谈了。
And so one day the HR department asked him for an interview.
他的经理也跟着进去了。
And his manager also went with him.
他经理说，其实你在我们公司哦。我们发觉到我们配你太高了，你的薪水要降低20%。
So the manager told him that in fact in our company we feel we give you too much. You need to decrease your salary by 20%.
然后每天祷告就是为了可以拿绿卡，可以加薪。结果不但没有加薪，没有拿绿卡，反而还减薪呢。
And so every day he prayed for residency and salary, but then. Not only he did not get his residency, he has to take a decrease in his salary.
他能够做什么呢？
So what can he do?
还是继续祷告啊。
Continue to pray.
感谢主，没有路走，只好再回去念博士咯。
And so, since he has no way to go, he went back to study for a PhD.
这很奇妙的，最后博士也给他念出来了。
And so very miraculously, he was able to obtain a PhD.
但是我们从他身上就看到他，所以如果他说哦，如果你们家有小朋友不太会念书哦。你可以去找他聊一聊了哈。
And so he said that if you have a child who doesn't know how to study, you can go and talk to him.
他真的靠着主耶稣，靠着不住的祷告，主耶稣在生命当中给他很多他意想不到的恩惠。
It's true that he prayed so much and he prayed continuously that the Lord Jesus Christ gave him so much blessing in his life.
再来，我们怎么样再让人看到？主耶稣在我们身上看到主耶稣呢
？So how do we allow others to see us as see Lord Jesus Christ in us？
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节。
Turn to Thessalonians chapter first, Thessalonians chapter five, verse 18.
我们要常常祷告不住常常喜乐不住的祷告。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing.
十八节说要凡事谢恩。
Verse 18, that in everything give thanks.
如果我们真的 常常从心里感念神的恩惠啊。
And if every time, every moment we give thanks to God from the bottom of our heart,
别人就可以在我们身上看到主耶稣基督了。
Then other people can see Lord Jesus Christ in us.
那感恩的人不一定拥有很多的人才会感恩呢。
And those who give thanks are not necessarily those who has a lot.
而是你真的心中觉得很知足，你自然就会感恩了。
It is for those who feel contentment in their heart, then they will give thanks.
所以知足加上敬虔就是大力呀。
And so to have contentment plus godliness, that is of great benefit.
常常在感恩节的时候，我们会跟弟兄姐妹聊聊我们生命当中的恩惠。
Oftentimes during Thanksgiving, we'll talk to our brothers and sisters, to discuss the blessings that God has given.
不一定我今年买房子或是买车，不是这样子，不一定是这样子的。
And we hear not necessarily that it is to this year we have bought a home or bought a car.
我们来看诗篇的103篇第一节。
Turn to Psalm number 103, verse 1.
103篇第一节。
Psalm number 103, verse 1.
我的心啊，103篇第一节，你要称谢主，凡在我里面，你要称谢他的圣名。第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心啊，你要称谢主，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。第三节。
Verse 3.
他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。第四节。
Verse 4.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱跟慈悲为你的冠冕。第五节。
Verse 5.
用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如婴还老还童。这里这个作者用很多的方式来感念赞美神的恩惠。
And here this author, the author used many different methods and ways to remember the grace of God.
你看主耶稣医治我们的疾病啊。
You see the Lord has healed our diseases.
他赦免我们的罪孽啊。
And he has forgiven our iniquities.
我们本来有罪的，算我们没有罪啊。
And we have sinned before and he counted us as righteous.
他常用仁爱跟慈悲做我们生命的冠冕啊。
And he crowned us with loving kindness.
所以我们细细的思想哦，神的恩典在我们生命当中很多，所以我们要常常感念。
So if we were to remember and think about the blessings of God, we will give thanks.
那感念是要你嘴巴里面真的常常可以讲出来的。
And so to give thanks, it is something that we have to speak of every time.
我们用我们的嘴来歌颂神的。
For we praise our God with our mouth.
我们看89篇。
Psalm number 89.
89篇第一节。
Number 89 verse 1.
89篇第一节。
Psalm number 89 verse 1.
我要歌唱主的慈爱直到永远，我要用口将你的信实传到万代。所以感恩不只是一颗心而已哦。
And so to give thanks, it is only in our heart.
我们真的要常常用口来诉说主耶稣的恩惠，感谢神。
We have to open up our mouth, to proclaim the blessing and grace of God.
在祷告当中记得要谢谢主耶稣。
And when we pray, we have to remember to thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以有的阿姨老师会跟小朋友讲一个故事啊。
And so some RE teacher will say the story to the students.
他说在天国啊，这个天使啊，他们有部门的啦哦，一个是在这个一个部门是这个 order 的 department， 就是信徒跟神要求什么 order 什么。另外部门是 acknowledge department， 就是信徒对主耶稣啊的一个恩惠，他有一个回应，有一个感恩呢、啊。
And so, in the, they will say to the students in heaven, there's departments for the angels. One would be taking orders, and the other one would be the acknowledgement.
结果发现到很多天使都申请那个 acknowledge 的部门啊，去那边工作了。
And discovered that many angels apply for the acknowledging department to work.
因为那个部门呢最轻松啊。
Because that department has the lightest work.
因为没有人在接受到恩惠之后呢，会写封信给主耶稣说啊，谢谢主耶稣，我得到很多了。
Because really, there are people who write a letter to Lord Jesus Christ acknowledging that they have received so much.
当然这只是故事啊，天国没有这样的部门呢。
Of course, this is only a story. There is no such department in the heavenly kingdom.
告诉我们人真的很健忘神的恩惠。
It's to tell us that as human beings, we will often forget about the blessing of God.
听说有的人每天都要为99件事情来感谢神，感谢99件事情啊。
And it's said that the Jewish people, they would give thanks to God every day in 99 things.
那我在想，哇，哪有那么多可以感谢的？
And I was thinking, how can there be so many things to give thanks?
后来一个故事这样讲啊。
And then there's a story that goes like this.
哇，我一起床，睁开眼睛就哇，感谢主，我还活着。
And I woke up in the morning, open my eyes, thank God I'm still alive.
哇，洗手间要刷牙，哇，感谢主，我有牙膏也有牙刷。
I give thanks to God as I go to the bathroom to brush, I have brush and toothpaste.
要刷牙，一把嘴巴 张开，哦，感谢主，我还有牙齿可以说啊。
And as I open my mouth, I give thanks to God, I still have teeth to brush.
哦，你如果真的这样想哦，真的九十九件不难找啊。
And if we think like this, it is not very difficult to find any like this.
我们要凡事谢恩。
Therefore, we need to give thanks always.
凡事是指着好事，也是指着坏事。
In everything, that is to say, whether good and or whether bad.
我们常常觉得很讶异哦，很多人在坏事的一个当中，他还可以感恩呢、啊，真的令我们非常的讶异。
Sometimes we feel very surprised that people in their tribulation they can still give thanks.
像耶伯啊，他真的失去了什么都没有了，就是剩下一个身体啊。
Just like Job, he had lost everything other than his own body.
啊，剩下一个生命。
Only his life.
啊，但是他可以说，赏赐的是神，收取的是神，神的名是应当称颂的。
He can say that God is the one who gives and God is the one who taketh, and blessed be the name of the Lord.
真的，在你生命当中，如果遇到这样的人呐、啊，你嘴巴会张得开开的，不晓得怎么样继续讲下去。
And so sometimes, as we see people facing a tribulation like this, we could not say anything.
啊、我可能跟诸位分享过，有一次啊，我到教会去啊，有一个执事哦，他一个儿子跟我同样年纪，那时候我才四十出头岁，他过世。
May have mentioned this. One time I went to Hawaii. There is a deacon who has a son like my age at that time was 40 some years old, and but the son passed away.
这个青年呢、啊，他到四十多岁才决定要结婚呢、啊。
This youth, he decided to marry at the age of about 40 some years old.
哇，他的未婚妻好高兴啊，等了这么久，终于你要娶我了。
The fiancé was so happy that they waited for so long for this day.
啊，结果他就生了病啊。
But then he grew ill.
那他跟他未婚妻讲说，这个很小，医生说小小的手术，我出来我们就可以马上结婚喽、哦，结婚先缓一下。出来就可以结婚了。
And he said to his fiance that this is a very small operation. Afterwards, if we want to delay just a little bit, and we can get married.
结果他一进去就没有出来啊。
And by that, he went into the operation and never came out.
哦，你不晓得怎么样跟这个未婚妻哦安慰，真的。
And so it's we don't know what to say to this fiance.
不晓得怎么跟这个执事安慰，因为他七十几岁，孩子四十几岁，你怎么跟他安慰呢？
And for this deacon was already 70 some years old, and the son is about 40 some. What can you say to that father?
所以那通电话我不晓得要怎么打。
So I don't know what to say during that phone call.
鼓起勇气终于打过去了。
And so I heave up all my courage and I made the call.
真的想不到那个执事第一句话就讲说：感谢神，赏赐的是神，说起的也是神。神的名是应当称颂的。
And I, out of surprise, he said to me the first word is that God is the one who takes, gives, and God is the one who takes. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
我在另外一端，我真的电话我接不下去，不晓得怎么继续讲下去了。
And so I don't know what to say. The other end of the phone.
真的你会觉得非常奇妙，真的很多人。他们可以在坏事上也可以感恩呢。
And so very miraculously, we discover people can also give thanks, in tribulation.
但是我们更讶异的就是，很多人在很好的环境下，他不懂得感恩。
And but what we find more surprising is that, those people who enjoy great success, they do not know how to give thanks.
所以你看那九个被主耶稣医治患麻风的，耶稣问你一句话说。这个受得医治的不是九个吗？啊，不是十个吗？怎么只有一个人回来？九个哪里去了呢
？And so we discovered Jesus said that on those ten lepers who got cured, where are the other nine?
啊，我们看到一个财主啊，天天奢华宴乐，穿紫色袍。
And discovered there is a very wealthy person who wore purple linens and also have feasts every day.
一个乞丐天天到他家里面去，就是要帮忙嘛。
And a baker went to his home, close to his home, asking for food.
但是这个财主没有感恩的心呢。
But this wealthy person has no heart of thanksgiving.
所以我们真的凡事要感恩哦。
So in everything, we need to give thanks.
所以我们看到最近四川啊、缅甸啊有灾情。
So recently, we discovered there are these natural disasters in Myanmar and also Sichuan province.
我们看到很多弟兄姐妹可以响应总会的呼召啊，有颗感恩的心来帮助这里的同龄。
And many brothers and sisters can welcome the call of the IA to help the brothers and sisters in those areas.
我相信这个就是在生命当中让别人看出我们是真信神的。
And I discovered that this is ways in which we can let others see Jesus in us.
好，我们。生活当中啊，要实践出信仰的道理、信仰的规模来。
In our lives, we need to be able to practice and live out the truth and practice the teachings of the Bible.
我们信仰真的要生活化。
our lives truly needs to be made practical.
我们才会是一个实实在在的基督徒了。
So that we can be a true Christian.
所以我们要常常喜乐。
Therefore, we need to rejoice always.
一日三笑。
And to smile at least three times a day.
不住的祷告。
And to pray without ceasing.
时刻的交托。
And to entrust on the Lord in every moment.
凡事谢恩。
And to give thanks in everything.
我们可以样样知足感谢。
And to be content and give thanks in everything.
我们不只是有敬虔的外貌。
So not only we have a godliness, our appearance.
有敬虔的实质。
Then we will truly have the essence of godliness.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
我们改一下哈，我们来唱诗。
Let us change to sing a different hymnal.
397首。397为林阳兴弟兄他的父亲生病病况加剧已经送入加护病房。
And we know our brother Yang Heng, his father, illness has become worse and has been hospitalized in the intensive care.
杨弟兄他也林弟兄他今天下午就要回新加坡，我们为他的父亲来祷告。
And so brother Lim, he's going back to Singapore today. So we'd like to all pray for him.
这个要报告吗？不要了，我们一起来祷告。
And so now I to pray.
要按手到前面来。需要接受按手的可以到前面来。
And so those who are willing to receive a laying hand can come forward.
请长老执事帮忙按手祷告。
We ask the elders and deacons to help laying hand. Let's all kneel down and pray.